All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is just a preview of Lust Theory Season 3. Yes, we will be doing Lust Theory Season 3, like we normally do. And I'm trying to figure out how in the world we're going to do that when we've got How to Fix the Future, and of course we've got the Between Two Worlds, and we've got the Monster College and Lust Academy Season 2 that we're trying to balance. For those of you who remember, we used to do Lust Theory Season 2, we used to do that every weekend. I think that's how we did it. So I'm trying to figure out, now that Lust Theory Season 3 is here and completed with a full ending, how in the living hell we're going to do it. Okay, so just give me a minute and I will think. Well, maybe a couple of minutes. I think I might need a couple of days to figure out how I'm going to do this. But I definitely want to make sure to bring you guys Lust Theory Season 3 every week. Now, this is a lot smaller in file size. The original was like 20-something gigs. Well, season two was 20-something gigs. And this one is only 13 gigs. So that's a little smaller. However, there's probably some bonus content coming soon that I don't have yet. I don't know. Hidden events, Polaroids. It seems there's still some hidden events and stuff. Polaroids and tapes and stuff like that. Okay, so there might still be some things. But it's not going to be like what Lust Theory Season 2 was. And this is a completely different vibe. This has a story. Yes. So, they got a seasoned, and I mean 8-year seasoned ghostwriter to write the story this time, guys. He said he wants to tell a real story with this game, and he's been looking forward to it. So, I'm hoping he delivered, and we got a real story out of this. And yes, you know that Enseaton can deliver on a story, as we've seen with Returning to Mia. So, Lust Theory Season 3 should have a really good story. I mean, it's pretty obvious that you need to play the first two games to understand this one just a little bit. Especially what happened at the end of Lust Theory Season 2 after the massive orgy that took 2 hours, 3 hours. I mean, but who's counting? But let's go ahead and get started. How do I play? Oh, start game. New game.
Waking up with papers stuck to her face. The girl rubs her eyes, searching for a pair of glasses.
What time is it?
Checking her laptop, she notices the date.
Saturday. That means I finally fixed it, right?
Straightening up, sharp pain travels through her spine.
Oh, my back. Really need to stop falling asleep while working. Oh, still, it was worth it. The time loop is over, for now at least. Gotta make sure to check the code so it doesn't happen again.
As she's about to get back to work, her stomach bellows in protest.
Did I eat something last night?
Before she comes to a conclusion, her stomach answers the question instead.
Guess that's a no. Taking a short break won't hurt, right?
Deciding to satisfy the hunger, she heads to the kitchen.
Hey, Grandpa.
Quick! Where's the shadow? Good, I'm glad I could do that voice. I was wanting to do the old man's voice.
The shadow?
Your shadow.
Right there?
Guess it'll be a cold and long winter.
Are you comparing me to a groundhog?
You caught on to that, huh?
Hold on, let's see if we can make some things a little louder. Ah, yes. Well, I like that there. And I'm not muting the narrator. The narrator's fine. Everything's the way it should be.
You caught on to that, huh?
So you're saying I look like a rodent?
A cute rodent.
Anyway, is there any toast?
Want me to whip you up one of my favorite? One of my famous bacon cheese toasts?
No.
That sounds good, though.
If it's not a problem, please.
Not at all, Trooper. So, got any plans for today? Maybe a walk or hanging out with some friends.
No time. Gotta finish my project.
Can it wait?
No, there's too much to do.
You act as if your life depends on it.
It isn't just my life that depends on it. How's that toast coming along?
Hoping that would change subjects, she waits for a reply. Only to be disappointed once her grandpa continues.
You know, you're only young once. Feels like you're wasting it by locking yourself in that garage.
I know what I'm doing.
And what's that? Making sure you end up all alone? Because that's what's gonna happen if you continue like this. Look at Nancy over there. She hasn't had a man in 30 years. She gets really friendly with her cat at night. Is that how you wanna be? Is that how a granddaughter of mine is gonna be? Not in this house, I'll say.
Sorry, I kinda got carried away.
Growing irritated, the girl suddenly snaps.
So what? All you ever want me to do is go out and find friends. Why can't you just leave me alone? Maybe I don't want friends. Besides, where are all your friends?
Dead! That's what happens when you get old! They were all good men. All of us in Normandy on the same boat.
Oh, that's right. They're dead.
A sudden loud crash of the plate grabs her attention.
Huh? Grandpa?
Analyzing the room, she grows confused.
Where'd he go? He just disappeared?
Getting up, she looks behind the counter.
Huh? Why is the plate on the floor?
What a waste.
The food's all over the place. Where's Grandpa? Something's wrong.
As she looks up.
Huh? What in the world? Oh no.
I'm telling you, it's the shadow people. No. I knew it. No. They're gonna use the shadow people.
She frantically tries inputting lines of code. Only for Dread to take over at all failed attempts.
No, please!
As she desperately tries fixing the catastrophe, fear consumes the girl's body once the laptop disappears.
I'm sure Toby the Chicken really helped her figure all that out.
No! Oh, what have I done?
Oh, it's Ellie. Now there's somebody we know.
Huh? Well, well, well. Who do we have here?
You know me.
I knew that. The question was rhetorical.
See? She knows.
There's no way I'd forget again.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you again. It's been some time since we last saw each other. If I was able to have emotions, I'd even say it brings me happiness.
Now, to be absolutely honest with you guys, if I was allowed, and I don't think I am, I would pick the Carol path. Because a super intelligent artificial robot is the way I would go. 120,000%. I would like to know, you know, it's just, that's kind of my dream. Something that's like ultra advanced intelligence. That would be awesome. Like, that's my thing. Also, I like the way she talks. But that's probably not gonna be an option in this game.
Let's just check if everything is in place for season 3.
We do have to make sure.
Ready? Love the excitement. All right, where were we? Yes. Let's focus on relationships. Jessica is your...
We're gonna continue what we have done in the past, guys. But we're going to use... This is something I'm going to do. Because they won't let you do... hold on. Will they let you do step mother? Let's see. Yeah.
Next, we have Megan. Megan is your...
Stepsister. I don't want to save a screenshot. Stepbrother. Oh, hold on.
Elizabeth is your... Right, and you are there.
I say stepbro, because you can't do stepbrother. There's not enough text. Okay, Elizabeth is your stepmama. Hold on. Did I fuck something up? Okay.
Ready?
Hell yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yes. Let's focus on relationships.
Okay, so Jessica is your stepsister. I knew that was wrong. But you can make her your mother, even though that'd be really bizarre. We'll keep her with stepsister. And Megan is also your stepsister. Remember that, guys? I do.
Right. And you are there.
Step bro. Because you can't do brother. It won't let you. There's no R.
Good. Don't forget about Elizabeth.
That's your stepmama. Stepson.
Jessica and also Megan is Elizabeth's...
Sister.
All right, that's it.
That's all we needed to do.
You're ready. Interesting. Your serotonin levels seem low.
Now keep in mind, I think the originals were mother and sister and all that shit, but I'm using step because we used step in the previous games. So we're just continuing on with that. There is a shitload of videos. Like, I went into BitChute and the other site and all that, and yeah, let's just continue the way we've done it. Your serotonin levels seem low. I didn't even think this thing would drop so fast. Like, I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming this fast.
Last time they were skyrocketing was with...
I was actually expecting this next year, honestly. I was like, oh yeah, guys, we'll have Lustary next year. Boom, December. Hey, Lustary. Huh? What? Where? Who? When? Why? It happened, though. And this is supposed to be Aerogame Month. Well.
Wouldn't it be right to start a new season without me?
That's not all the surprises we have, though. There's more surprises coming. Some of you will be really, really, really happy to see our next surprise. Wouldn't be right to start. Okay, we got that.
Let's do this. And drum roll, please.
Their animations are getting a lot better.
Woo! That's it!
Say what you want about Unseaton, they're really doing a great job. They may not have the most popular, you know, but I think they're doing a good job, you know? They came a long way from Summer with Mia.
Enjoy season 3!
Groaning against the cold silk sheets, you prepare to stretch, only to flinch at the unexpected movement.
What in the...
My tequila.
Why am I back here again? I clearly decided to be part of the collective. I chose to forget everything and stay in the simulation. Hold on! This does not look like the collective. Why is it Saturday? No, to be specific. Why is it this Saturday? Again?
Before you're able to process your current situation.
Okay, so what is this? What does that do? Okay, so the new button, the slut mode, is the Unseaton logo now. As it should have been. See, things are starting to... like, come together with Unseaton. Like, they had a bunch of ideas and they weren't really sure what to do, and now it seems like they're coming together as a company. They're using their own logo now for the slut button. So that's awesome. Before you're able to process your current situation...
A sleepy voice snaps you back to reality. Hey. Smiling shyly, Zoe rubs her tired eyes.
What time is it?
Wait, last night we... Carol!
Huh? Who's Carol?
What the fuck is going on?
Huh?
Realizing you stayed quiet for too long, you quickly reply.
No one. Just woke up and don't know what I'm saying.
Got a headache?
Yeah, I guess.
Tell me about it.
Although not sure it's caused by the same thing.
Feels like I was hit by a truck.
Ugh, this is gonna sound weird, but...
Shoot.
What happened last night?
You don't remember anything?
No, I mean, yes. So many versions happened that I have no idea which one was the final one. Just that my memory's kinda hazy. We took a lot of shots. Didn't we?
Feels like it. Ugh.
I'm guessing you don't remember yesterday's events either, then.
I do. Some of them, at least.
Like?
Well, I remember all the... fun parts.
Fun parts?
She cradles your balls under the sheets.
My balls, huh?
Especially this one.
Wait, can you tell me... Excuse me, can you just tell me what happened?
Well... We made love. I was really...
And Megan?
You had sex with her too.
Really?
Yes. Can we move on now? Really don't want to talk about that.
Sorry, it's just... I don't remember that. What the hell's going on here? And where's Carol?
I'd prefer not to remember that part either.
Your renders are getting really good. Damn, almost look lifelike.
Huh? What's with that look?
But they still have a not-so-real look, which is good, because it gives it a stylized look, which I like. What look?
Like, you were playing it in your head and loving it.
Sorry, just to remember everything. My head's a mess.
Oh. Same here. Although, this place down here still feels tingly.
Slowly reaching down her body.
Okay, is there a way I can get rid of all that mess now, finally? Okay, there's display. We're a game development studio that creates stunning adult visual novels. The game features branching stories, fully animated sex scenes, interactive scenes called Lust Time, and some of the most advanced animations in this type of games. I need to say just type of game. You don't need the S there, guys. We hope you'll consider supporting our projects. It motivates us to bring you even more quality content. Here you can watch a video tour of our studio. Oh, they've done that. Our biggest thanks to you for reading this and playing our game. Third season of Lust Theory, made by Unseaton Games. Things just get weirder and better. Relationship, sound, text. Dialogue, background. Yes! That's what I wanted, guys. Look at that.
Zoe exposes herself to your eyes.
I have to have something so I can see.
Wouldn't mind doing it again.
You know what? If it stays yellow, we might be able to do it. This is just a test.
To, you know...
Oh, this is fine. I can see it.
Refresh our memory.
God, that feels amazing. Oh, wow, this is for the feet people. Well, I tell you, that's really purple. You ought to get that checked out by a doctor.
Just us this time, though.
Despite being aware of Zoe's direct seduction, you can't help questioning your current situation.
Hold on, what happened to Ellie? Also, we're gonna do one more thingy-dingy, because I don't feel like pressing the mouse. I know I'm doing a lot of this, but we have to set this shit up, right? Because we're going to be going back to this for probably months. Where's the auto? Panic button. There's a P? What does P do? Oh, it's a fake. That's funny. That made me think there was a blue screen. I got worried. Don't you do that to me. Dude, I pressed that and I saw that. I'm like, oh shit, did I fuck up? Alright. Where's Otto? Oh, auto forward text. I can read that fast.
Why does it matter? Not like she's your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not like she's your girlfriend, right?
Megan, when did you wake up? Whoa, that's too fast. Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
And?
Drink a lot of tequila.
And?
That's all I remember.
Great.
Shifting your attention back to Zoe, you notice the piercing gaze.
Since you have so many questions.
Oh, okay. Man, these are really nice renders. These are some of the best renders they've ever done. I mean, it's realism. A lot better than the early dad stuff, right? You can actually, let's look at this again. You can actually kind of look at the, you know, how human skin isn't just one color, and you can see the little texture on the breasts and all, and the nipples they have, just like real nipples, right? And I'm talking about the areola. Look at the areola there. I mean, it's not perfectly, yeah, I like that. It's more natural. I like this. Again, guys, I've been long in the decision, not for everybody, of course, but since there's a lot of people in the United States that want to get rid of the porn industry because of the women that get, like, I guess you could say manipulated in it and all that, which is a thing that actually happened, by the way, like in the early days and even the 90s, stuff like that. So, I'm okay with it continuing in this form, like digital. I know not everybody wants that, but it is a definite thing that they would kind of more allow. It's kind of like the lesser evil, I guess you could say. Because if some people say the greater evil is manipulation, extortion of real people, I guess the lesser evil would be pixelated, or not even pixelated, but we have pixel games, sure, but DAS models or Blender models or stuff like that. I think that's fine. Because obviously, I mean, this woman isn't being exploited in any way. She doesn't exist. I mean, maybe in your head, but yeah. Other than that, no, nobody's gonna have a fit over this. Except if you're some really hotty-totty religious person that just, none of this at all, right? Because there are people like that, and the best thing you can do, and the best thing the government would actually do is like, okay, we'll get rid of this, but we'll keep this. And it's like, well, that's not what I want, but that's fine. Because there's a lot of people that will do that. They're like, okay, that's not what I want, but I'll leave it at that. As long as we have maybe this and it doesn't affect real people, we're okay. Because that has happened in the past with things where they have been like, okay, well, we don't like this, but as long as it's not, doesn't go that far. I've seen this happen in the past with certain, government things. So maybe that is the future of this genre, and of course AI. The reason why I say AI is because you don't have a person. It's made up of so many different people and images of people that it can't be a real person. It's a collage of images. So therefore, I mean, you can look similar to a person, but it is not anybody on Earth. So therefore, you can't have any issues with that. Now, there are some ethical questions regarding that, of course. But, everybody gave that image. Everybody signed up to the social media sites, the Instagrams, all that. That gave them the data. Like, they signed the thing. They said, yes, I agree, blah, 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 blah. And they used all that. I think there's even stuff in the freaking stuff that in the Q&A, not the Q&A, the EULA, that nobody reads, because nobody reads these things. That pretty much says anything you post on this platform becomes a property of this platform. That means you don't own it. You post your picture on there, they own your picture. People don't understand that. Oh my God, they stole my picture. They didn't steal it. You gave it to them. You told them it was cool. I agree. That's what you did. People don't read. It's not their fault. I mean, it's not their fault. It's your fault. You didn't read.